Thank you. I was born in 1914 in a solid three-story brick house in a large Midwest city. My parents were comfortable. My father owned and ran a lumber business. The house had a lawn in front, a backyard with a garden, a fish pond, and a high wooden fence all around it. I remember the lamplight lighting the gas feature and a huge black shining in the park on Sunday. All the props of the way of life. It is now gone. Actually, my earliest memories are filled by a fear of nightmares. I was afraid to go home and afraid of the dark. I'm afraid to go to sleep. Supernatural horrors seem always on the same as a kid. I was afraid that one day the dream would still be there. I recall hearing the neighbors talk about opium and how smoking opium brings sweet dreams. And I said, I will smoke opium when I grow up. I was subject to hallucinations as a child. Once I woke up in the early morning light, I saw a little man laying in the body outside of the house. I felt no fear, but only a feeling of peace. Yes, in one place. Another return to information, our nightmare, concerned animals in the world, and started with a delirium of pain and undiagnosed fever that I had years before. I went to Russell School for the future of solid citizens, the lawyers, doctors, and businessmen of a large Midwest town. I was timid with the other children and afraid of physical violence. One aggressive little lesson would pull my hair whenever she saw me. I would like to show her face in the right now, but she fell off her horse and broke her neck. The girl was in my barn, driving the right of the man. The truck came up the door on the engine and the back to his hand.
Thank you. just like this. We started work about 11 o'clock, getting on the uptown IRT in Times Square. At 116th, we spotted one and got off, but the flop got up and walked away before we could get near him. The shaggy man with a long, loose mouth accosted Roy and started talking. He was another lush worker. The fags caught again, he said. Two notes and wristwatch down at 96th Street. Roy muttered something and looked at his paper. The man went on talking in a loud voice. I had one come up on me. What are you doing with your hand in my pocket, he says. For Christ's sake, don't talk like that, Roy said, and walked away from him. Fucking wrong bastard.
Thank you.